During these very difficult days of the coronavirus, it's important to try to find some level of silver lining. So I'm finding one level of silver lining in continuing our learning of Pirkei Avos over the summer. The schus to give shiurim in Pirkei Avos got through Mishnah Zayin. So now finally I have the chizik to record and to give shiurim continuing on in Pirkei Avos, so that those of us that are home who have a little more time on our hands, hopefully can continue to learn, continue to get close to Hashem, continue to inspire ourselves, be mechazik ourselves during these days, and hopefully that will be a zchus to bring Yeshua and Baracha for all of Klal Yisrael. So over the summer we got through Mishnah Zayin, we're going to continue now with Mishnah Ches, Emir Hashem. The Mishnah tells us in Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shotach kiblu mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shotach, they accepted the Torah and the leadership from the previous Amoraim, who were Yeshua ben Prachim and Itay Harbeli. And they taught us the following ideas. First, Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmecha ka'orche hadayonim. This Mishnah seems to be speaking specifically to judges. We'll first learn the Mishnah and understand the Mishnah and then see how it applies to all of our lives who happen not to be shoyftim, who happen not to be judges. First of all, the judges should not make themselves like lawyers. Meaning what? They shouldn't advocate and push the litigants, trying to inspire them and tell them what they should say, what they shouldn't say, to help them along in judgment, because clearly that's going to alter how they look at the case, and we're not going to find emes. The whole idea, as we'll see behind this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, is all the search for emes, the search for truth. And a judge is always searching for truth. So if the judge goes and helps the litigants figure out how what they should say in order to come out successfully and be mezakeh bedin, clearly that's not going to be emes shebamito. It's not going to be the most truthful case. So a judge is not allowed to go and advocate and be like a lawyer on behalf of the litigants or to those who are helping the litigants and give them advice. The Mishnah continues, U'kishiyu ba'alidinim omdim v'necha, and these judges, you should know, when the litigants stand in front of you, yu be'necha kirishan, they should be in front of you both like they are guilty. Kirishan doesn't mean here literally, I don't believe, a rasha, like a wicked person, but they should be both guilty in your eyes. Why should they both be guilty in your eyes? Because if they're both guilty in your eyes, you're not going to side towards one way. You're not going to try to help one side win. And you're going to really deeply try to search for the MS again. Because you're really going to scrutinize and break away their cases till you find who you believe really is the one who's correct. So you have to look at them both as equals. And look at them both as they're coming in. No one has the upper hand on the other. However, ukeshiniftarim milfanecha, when they leave your presence, when the judges come out with the din, the judgment, they say one guy is correct, and one guy is innocent, and one guy is guilty. So for example, Reuven in the end owes Shimon $100. Reuven was in the wrong. Shimon was in the correct. However, ye beinecha kizakoyim, they should both be in your eyes as as they are correct, and their merits, and they are good in your eyes, kishakiblu alem asadim, when they accept the din, when they accept the judgment. We can understand that in a couple ways. Number one, in the end of the day, you have to convince yourself and say, no, I know I paskin Reuven owes Shimon money, but ultimately it could be all a misunderstanding. It could be he didn't understand what he was doing the whole time. It's not that he did anything bad on purpose. Or we could look at it another way. We should, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says this, that maybe we should say that once they accepted the judgment, kishakibla lemesed din, they accepted the judgment, even if they've done wrong, they've done tshuva. And b'makom shabal tshuva omdim afil atzadikim gamir mi'ev shalamud. Someone who's done tshuva is in a place that even the biggest tzadikim can't stand. So if they've done tshuva, they should be looked at in your eyes as tzaddikim. And in fact, that's the lashon, the girsa of the Maral. The Maral has a whole other girsa here. The Maral says they should yield beinecha kitzadikim. They should be in your eyes like tzadikim. Now that makes a lot more sense with this Rabbeinu Yonah. What does it mean they should be like tzadikim? Even if they didn't do so wrong, why are they like tzadikim? Even if you want to say it was all just a misunderstanding and they didn't mean to owe the money and they didn't mean to take the money, whatever it was, ultimately, why would... So then they should be kizakayim, that they didn't do anything so wrong. They'd be like tzadikim, but someone who does tshuva, afilu tzadikim gemurim yefshalamu, the Gemara says, even the biggest tzadikim can't stand. And that alone, first of all, is a chizik teaching every one of us. Before we go back and analyze some other parts of the Mishnah, now that we just got pshat in the Mishnah, that alone is tremendous chizik to each and every one of us. To know that when you do tshuva, you're like a tzaddik and a tzaddikis on the highest of levels. And a baal tshuva is not just like we call a baal tshuva somebody who didn't grow up religious and now is religious, and someone who didn't grow up Shomer Shabbos and now is Shomer Shabbos, and someone who grew up like a tinek shenishba and didn't know the halachos and now came back through an organization like Chabad or Eish HaTorah. No. We could all be baalei tshuva when we improve, when we grow, when we look into ourselves and want to be more. And specifically these days, when we look around and see that the world is suffering, and Yidden is suffering, and yeshivas are closed, and shuls are closed, are we looking into ourselves and saying, what can I do better? Our avoda is to do tshuva during these days. What have we changed to bring about Yeshua? What have I done differently? I need to do tshuva, and if I do tshuva, I'm considered a big tzaddik, a big tzaddikas. That's something very, very important, something we have to understand, and something that's very, very real. But let's go back and try to understand this Mishnah with a little more depth. So an amazing idea in a sefer, Yena Shel Torah on Perkei Avos, he brings down from a sefer, Zroa Yamin, that the first line in this Mishnah, Al Tas Atzmecha Ka'archei Adayanim, could be taken out of context and not just talking to the judges. But Al Tas Atzmecha Ka'archei Adayanim, don't make yourself into a judge, a lawyer for yourself. Archei Adayanim, an advocate and a lawyer for yourself. Don't make yourself into a lawyer. What does that mean? Meaning each and every one, and this goes to what we were just speaking about, each and every one of us, we have our areas of weaknesses, of the areas that we need to improve on, and some of us it's our davening, and some of us it's our midos, and some of us it's our learning, and some of us it's our kivud ve'aim, all different areas that we need to work on. What's an orech din do? What's a lawyer do? Rationalizes and convince ourselves, it's not such a big deal, I have good reason for it, I'll work on that later. You could be an orech din to yourself, you could be a lawyer to yourself, I'm so much better than this person, I've grown so much already. Don't be an orech din to yourself. Don't be a lawyer to yourself, but be true and real and admit our flaws and understand the areas we need to do tshuva in. Don't try to rationalize. Don't be that lawyer to ourselves. A big chizik to each and every one of us. There's another idea I want to share in this Mishnah that I saw, a very beautiful pshat from a Vavadim in Bartanura, where he says maybe another way of looking it out, one last pshat in Altas Atzmecha Ka'archei Adayanim, he's talking about a Rebbe to a Talmud. He says maybe we're talking about a Rebbe to a Talmud. A Rebbe is someone who psagdin. A Rebbe is someone who makes a judgment. A Rebbe is someone who understands Torah well enough to say this is the proper halacha. The Talmidim are there to learn Torah, to grow in Torah, to ask questions, to offer suggestions, but only as suggestions, not as a psagdin. Don't make yourself, when we're a student, as an orech din. As what? Orech din could also be talking about the dayan himself, the judge himself. As the Rav Adi Bar Tanura brings down, we call the courts, the non-Jewish courts, archos. We call the non-Jewish courts archos. So archos can mean a judge. Don't make yourself like that judge, that you're deciding the judgment. We have rabbeim who decide judgment. We have poskim who decide judgment. Don't paskin in front of a Rebbe. And I think that's a big chizik to each and every one of us during these days. There's so many areas that we're questioning. When the shuls were closed down, when the yeshivas were closed down, not allowed to have minyanim, not allowed to have bar mitzvahs, and we want to paskin our own, saying this is they're wrong and this rabbi is wrong. Don't do that. Who are we? We're only the Talmidim.
We have Rabbanim, we have Poiskim. The Eine Ha'eda, who are the eyes of the generation who understand through the light of Torah, Ki Ner Mitzvah Torah are, through their understanding of the world, through the Torah, and we have to be Mevatel ourselves to them, have the proper humility. Don't make yourself as well. Al Tasmacha Ka'archei Adayanim. So we see this Mishnah, which on the surface we started out by saying was talking about a judge. There's so much chizik each and every one of us could take from it, and specifically to these days. Specifically the days that we're going through. But most importantly, in the end, the Iker is, and we'll see in the next Mishnah, we'll learn one more Mishnah together, we'll see that all of this is just to find emes, that we want to make sure that we're being truthful, that judges specifically want to find truth in the cases, but we have to be truthful, that's a chizik to us, to be truthful in our lives as well. So let's learn one more Mishnah together. Mishnah Tess. Shimon ben Shatach Omer, Shimon ben Shatach says, Have a marbe lach keres edim. Then when the witnesses to a case come before the judges, you have to mar belachker, you have to really question them, and you have to do a hakira. A hakira is introspection into all their statements, to question and scrutinize, to ensure and find whether what they're saying is true or not, so that you could find emes. So you have to ask them a lot of questions. And finally, vave zayir b'dvarecha, the judge has to be very careful in his words. Shema mitocham yilmadu l'sheker. You don't want to lead on the witness through your questioning, through your statements, to say something which is not really true. And I'll give you a l'mashal. This could be, this is a true example for my youth in one of the institutions I was in, but we're not going to reveal that explicitly. That imagine that a student, a Talmud, was taking a regents. And some of the regents, sometimes there are oral parts, like in the Hebrew regents and other regents, where you have the teacher has to read the question and read the answer, and then you have to go on your test paper and mark in what you believe is right. So imagine the teacher goes in the following way and asks the question, and then starts reading the answers. And instead of saying, A is this answer, B is this answer, C is this answer, D is this answer, the teacher says, answer A is this, answer B is this, answer C is this, answer D is this. So they didn't tell you straightforward, but they basically gave away the answer and cheated for you. So too, a judge has to be very, very careful in what they say and how they question, not to lead on the witness to say something which is not true, ultimately, because we're searching for truth. And this is something I think each and every one of us in our lives, each and every one of us has to make sure, meaning most of us are not judges, although maybe someone's going to become a judge in this world, I don't know. There are from judges, and there are those that go and become part of Beis Din. But even those of us in the Ruba, the large majority that are not. A Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, they're mechazik us. And if judges have to be so careful in their words, not only that they don't say anything that's not true, but also they don't lead on people to say things that are not true, so too, we have to look into ourselves and be so truthful in our lives. So truthful in the way we speak, so truthful in the way we act. You know, now things are being pushed off a little bit because of the coronavirus, but it's tax season. And when one does taxes, sometimes you could be dishonest somewhat in a way that you could get away with it. It's not what the Eibishter wants. The Eibishter wants us all to be truthful. Emes is the whole Torah. The first letter of the Aleph Beis is Aleph. The middle is Mem. The last is Tav. It encompasses all of Torah. Moshe Emes v'Sorah Emes. And we're learning from these Mishnayos of how a judge has to act to be emesdik in our lives as well. Let's all try to be emesdik in all that we do. Let's try to ensure that we are not a lawyer to ourselves. We're not rationalizing, but we're honest in all that we do. Let's make sure that we have the humility in front of our Rebbeim to act in a proper way, but Piderech HaTorah, not deciding on our own, when we realize they know so much more and understand the world so much more than we do and have such a better grasp on Torah. And let's ultimately, through that honesty, through that sincerity, we'll be zeiche to Yeshua and Bracha, and we'll be zeiche to that tshuva that we spoke about, that allows us to be looked at like tzaddikim, that each and every one of us will be zeicha to that, and we'll be zeicha to Geula and Yeshua, Bekarov Mamash.